Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and I'm joined by Brett Gibson.
You know, Mike, it's day 30 right now of Spring Letter Month, and you know, last I checked, March only has 31 days in it.
Well, that's true, but some years we've had to extend the length of March just to reach our letter count goal.
Oh, really?
Well, not really, but there have been some years when the goal is not reached, which means our goal for the next year is lower. It's always one more than what we received the year before.
Well, this is only my third Spring Letter Month, and, you know, I have to admit there were times back at the last couple where I thought, we may not make our goal, but here's the thing. We've always made it, and I'm confident that we'll do it again this year. But we do need you as our faithful listening family to write in.
You know, Brett, when I first started here 30 years ago, letter writing was more common. The internet and cell phones were not commonplace. Even the cost of calling long distance was prohibitive in many cases, and thus people wrote letters. Our goal back in my early days, over 1,800 letters.
Yeah, you know, but letter writing should be a lot easier, you would think, today than it was back then. You know, an email only takes minutes to write and really doesn't require much stationery, stamps, or envelopes. You can even include a gift along with your letter if you'd like to, which many want to do. And that can also be done through our website, too, by the way. If you wanted to do a gift and give your letter at the same time, you can put your letter in the comments section of our online giving form. And you would think that the letter count in that case would be higher, right?
Well, you know, there was one other contributing factor to those higher numbers now that I think about it. We had a group of elderly ladies who would write a letter a day to us during letter month, and that adds up in a hurry.
Wow.
And I also have to wonder how many letters we would get if they had a way to text their letters to us.
Okay. Well, you know, I could maybe do some work on that and see if we could maybe get that in the future, because the texting thing might happen, and perhaps I'd have to get some phones for some of those ladies too to give, show them how that works.
Yeah.
But we're certainly going to take a look at that. Well, there's a number of ways, bottom line here, Mike, for you to write in for Letter Month. Mailing address, the old-fashioned way, WRVM, Post Office Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. You can also email us at wrvm@wrvm.org, and you can write your letter in the comments section, as I mentioned, of our online giving form when you do that. Thank you so much for joining us on our Monday Manager's Desk. For Mike Cornell, I'm Brett Gibson.